You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We can have an interview with the wonderfully talented Holly Cookie Baker, who is here to chat. How are you doing, Holly?
I'm so good, Fee. How are you doing today?
Yeah, very good, thanks. We've got a whole lot of our like staff and hosts and stuff are sick, so there's a nice chaos to the atmosphere, you know? Everyone's running around, smiling and laughing at it.
Oh, we can keep it nice and calm between us then.
Yeah. Rushing in the morning. I'm not a morning person. 10:30 already feels early to me. But you are you in Aotearoa or are you in Australia at the moment?
I'm in Aotearoa. I am in Christchurch at the moment. Cool.
Cool. And how are you enjoying Aotearoa at the moment?
Oh, I absolutely love it. I probably can't even articulate how much I love it, to be honest. I get emotional at every turn.
Cool.
I just find it so beautiful, and everyone is so welcoming and friendly, and it's just been the best time. It mm-hmm. really has.
Cool. And you've been playing a bunch of shows in Aotearoa and in Australia as well. Have you been here before? Is that something that like made you want to come back? I saw you had even more shows in New Zealand than in Aussie.
Yeah, I do this run.
Yeah,
which is so great. I was here almost a lifetime ago. I was actually in Wellington mm-hmm. 15 years ago. My best mate, who also tours and performs with me, Jan. Mm-hmm. You'll probably hear quite a bit about him today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were actually here 15 years ago for New Zealand Fringe.
Cool.
Yeah, but it was a very kind of specific performance mode and kind of part of my performing life. I guess you could say it was sort of more on the cabaret, in the cabaret realm.
Cool.
Rather than sort of like contemporary music touring yep. per se. It was very much focused on New Zealand Fringe and a more sort of cabaret sort of presentation.
Mm.
This tour is very extensive. Considering that as well, and we're North Island, South Island, and kind of doing this big flew into Auckland, and everything we do is all over both islands, and then yep. we fly back out of Auckland again, so yep. it's a nice big chunky amount of time that we've got here, which is just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. If you've done cabaret stuff before, I kind of wonder, is that something that's influenced your music as well? Because I heard in your music super emotive, really beautiful stuff, and I can imagine cabaret sometimes has this kind of jovial sincerity to it. Is that something that like you kind of carried over to when you've been doing more contemporary music kind of stuff?
I think it has, probably in the performing sense of I really like sort of personal, intimate sort of settings, but I do really love the storytelling, comedic nature mm-hmm. of cabaret, and I love the kind of personal anecdotal stories that are probably more on the comedic side for what I'm sharing with the audiences, yeah. but my actual music is quite sad, so it sort of swings back and forth between the two. And I've also gone into producing now, and I work a lot with cabaret artists, so funnily enough,
cool.
I'm sort of working a lot in the realm of working more with cabaret artists, but behind the scenes, helping them develop their work, but my stuff is probably more in the contemporary music
mm-hmm.
realm now. But the crossover, I do get inspired by one sort of I get inspired by the other. It goes back and forth, which is a really lovely thing to have as well.
Cool. And so for our audience members who haven't heard some of your music before, could you give us a bit of a rundown of what your Holly Cookie Baker solo music is and what it's like or what it's about, what the project is for you?
Yeah, sure. At this point in time, it's very, I would call it contemporary folk with a dream pop kind of...
Yeah, cool.
Kind of aspect to it as well, but I'm also very interested and influenced by country music, but I was quite a late bloomer into country. I was mm-hmm. I was definitely influenced by what my family listened to when I was younger, particularly my mum,
mm-hmm.
but she wasn't a huge country music fan. The country music influence actually came from my neighbours.
Mm-hmm.
So I had some friends that lived at the top of the hill, so to speak. Other farmers. I'm a farmer's daughter. I grew up on a farm,
cool.
sort of deep South Australia, beautiful part of the world, about 3 hours west of Adelaide, the capital of SA. And it was actually my neighbours that sort of Dolly Parton really sticks out right now. Mm-hmm. but it wasn't actually until I was an adult that really came up in the musical sense or in the way that I was writing. Mm-hmm. So I would say, yeah, it sounds like a bit of a combo, but I would say contemporary folk, alt country, but with a real kind of sort of dreamy aspect to it. I like sort of dynamics, and I like things to be sort of cinematic and intimate at the same time. I like things to be quite kind of expansive and sweeping, but have this real kind of intimacy to them. And that's kind of what I'm, sort of focusing on at the moment. That might not sound very focused, but for me, it's kind of a combo of all those things that I really love. And it really makes my heart sing at the moment. So that's sort of the path I'm going down at the moment.
Cool. And so you've been making music for a little while as well. Like I saw on your Bandcamp, at least you've been putting stuff out since like 2015. Is that something where that to you, you're talking about your focus at the moment, has that been changing over time? Like do you feel like you have a bit more of a specific direction and intention with the project now?
Definitely. I would say that's been since the pandemic,
True, yeah.
And you know, everyone, we all have our own stories to do with that and this still very much so wild time that we exist in.
Mm.
I think it's just, like you said, the intention. I feel like what really matters to me is songs and songwriting. I believe in songs. I believe in their power. I believe in their beauty. I believe in their the importance of vulnerability and connection. I just think that all those things have always still meant a heck of a lot to me. It's just become a lot more focused and, like you said, intentional with exactly how where the level of those things kind of hit for me.
Yeah.
And I think alongside that, as far as kind of planning and everything is concerned, and just being a touring musician releasing music, mm-hmm. which I'm coming up to sort of releasing my next lot of music,
mm-hmm.
In where we're living, in the kind of where we're at in the world, in the music industry, everything right now is just being sort of realistic and kind of like smart with my plans, I hope, but also just doing what makes my heart sing, like I was saying before. Like, it's really, I do try to keep that quite simple in that sense, like just focusing what really makes me feel really great.
Yeah, cool. And we talked about in the pandemic a little bit there. It was something that I remember getting a bit sick of asking everybody in interviews, but I've completely stopped talking about it now. But I kind of wondered, were you the sort of person who, hold down and like came up with all sorts of new stuff, or did you have a complete break from making music? Like, how did that affect your creating music or interacting with other musicians or your path and your decisions for how you come to terms with your own project or your relationship with music?
Sure. That's a really great question. Thank you. I totally get what you mean by feeling like you're maybe, you know, getting sick of feeling like you're annoying people by asking them about their experience, because people do, you know, need to take a break from it, and people are exhausted by that we all kind of need to have a bit of space around that, but it is like a very important time for me. I honestly feel very lucky that as far as my creativity is concerned, I don't know what happened, but it didn't stop.
Yeah.
Like, cool. I started kind of writing like a demon. I really did. I just kind of got really, really productive with writing, but it wasn't, we were talking about intention before, and I don't know if I was intentionally productive.
Interesting.
I think it just a lot was coming up and out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just kind of no holds barred, just start putting everything down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely a big believer in that there's no such thing as a bad idea anyway. I do talk about that a lot with people, with friends, with peers. I don't think there's any such thing as a bad idea. I don't think you necessarily use all of your ideas, but that doesn't mean that they're shit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that time for me was very productive creatively, but I also got real protective of my time and space in that, I guess we all did because we had to, but also just planning.
Mm.
I've just become very patient.
Yeah.
And I just really, I sort of exercise a lot of patience, I think. And I don't think I'm naturally a particularly patient person. So saying that, yeah. Everything is very patience driven now. I'm sort of really practicing kind of shutting out the noise and getting out of my own way and just kind of practicing patience and not getting the kind of instant gratification of the sense of the kind of world that we live in, like get yeah. to me too much. Kind of, yeah, stick to patience and also doing what feels good.
Cool.
Yeah, so I was really productive in a way. I really was.
Yeah.
But I was able to just have some patience. We were also, I don't know, I'm not sure if you knew this, but we were also extremely lucky in South Australia.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, as far as COVID was concerned, we were kind of one of the places that the rest of the world was watching us like a TV show going, whoa, how are they able to have, you know, three fringe festivals in a row,
yeah.
for example, and do it safely and do it well. And people were very supportive. And there was a real feeling of gratitude and kind of surge of imagination and reimagining and everything in that time that people in South Australia really felt like we were so fortunate to have.
Mm.
And for me, I really felt that in a really visceral way. I didn't even mean to be in South Australia. I was a COVID returner. So I wasn't based there at the time. I ended up there.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And now I've decided to stay there. So that's kind of cool too. I've had like I have a new home now as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. I actually had the privilege of recently-ish going to Adelaide for the first time, and I went along the Great Coastal Road or from...
the Great Ocean Road?
Great Ocean Road, that's the one, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow, really,
yeah,
beautiful. That's incredible.
Yeah, but...
It is amazing there.
Yeah, yeah, and but unfortunately I didn't manage to go deeper into South Australia, which is obviously, like, as big as New Zealand.
I know, it's a massive state, it yeah. really is, and obviously such a comparatively a small population for the amount of land, but it's beautiful sacred landscape, we're yeah. so lucky there.
Yeah, and so how has playing music there and being there and other places you might have lived as well, how has that come to inform your like musical upbringing and experiences?
For sure, I think a lot of... sort of writing and kind of contemplating on things like identity and mm-hmm. Sense of place and my childhood and stuff. I have been writing a lot more about that. I had a very idyllic childhood growing up in a regional area, farmer's daughter, mm-hmm. and very, very encouraging parents of my creativity, cool. but also growing up in a time when there weren't mm-hmm. a lot of opportunities, but they did everything that they could to help me find the opportunities or take me to them,
mm-hmm.
Which was really amazing. And so I've always had the encouragement from very, very young, and then have always been quite sort of self-driven, I guess you could say. Like, I've always really loved generating and kind of getting together with other people to kind of generate work and that kind of thing. But if we're talking subject matter,
mm-hmm.
I was based in Melbourne for a decade, which I absolutely loved.
Yeah, right.
And also, whilst I was based there, I also started traveling to America quite a lot to do mentoring in music, youth mentoring in music.
Yeah. Cool.
And 2020 would have been the sixth year in a row that I was there.
Yeah.
Now I haven't been back to the States since, and yeah. now again I'm not in a massive rush to go back anytime yeah. soon for obvious reasons. So it's kind of I've got a lot of patience around that as well. I'm like, no, that's okay, that can wait. That's it. I really have a connection to certain areas of the States, and yeah. I do want to get back there. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to kind of chill on that one for a little
yeah,
bit longer.
Yeah. It's a bit of a love it and hate it kind of relationship with going to the States. I think.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. And so, but yeah, as far as being based in Adelaide now
mm-hmm.
and being based in South Australia, yeah, I definitely think it's influenced my writing and definitely influenced my creative output.
Mm-hmm.
Both what's coming up internally and what's, and all of the new relationships I've either cultivated since being based mm-hmm. back there, and the people I've reconnected with, I've actually known for a really long time but haven't seen for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And those things are really influencing. Those kind of personal stories, relationships and connection are absolutely influencing the way I'm writing at the moment, for
cool.
sure.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'll jump back to Aotearoa in the corridor, in the conversation, because at the moment you're in Christchurch, and you've just been playing a few shows in the North Island, and you're playing, is it the next three nights, is that right, I think, on your tour?
I've got Christchurch tonight, Christchurch, Queenstown, Dunedin, and Invercargill.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And then we've got a nice little break that goes for 3 days where we get to do the drive from Invercargill all the way back up to the top of the South Island.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful.
And, which is amazing because then our next show is Mapua and then Wellington, back over to North Island, Wellington, Gisborne, and then we fly back out of Auckland.
Yeah, cool. That's awesome. That's a really nice way to get to travel around the whole country as well, and driving around in the South Island, much like the beauty and driving around the coast in Australia is absolutely gorgeous. Really cool.
Yeah, that's it. And it's been a very, with planning this tour as well, this has been a real exercise in setting up really sustainable templates for future touring as well, especially around there's financial reasons, there's environmental reasons, there are things like that. There's also a high emphasis on well-being.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend Jan, who I mentioned before, who's also my musical partner in crime and does everything with me, and he's just the most important person in the world to me. He's also immunocompromised, and so us putting high emphasis, on well-being has been really important to me, and also, to be honest, really easy to do. Once you make that decision, it's really easy to make your putting all your planning and organisation into the mix. Of course, like giving it lots of lead time, but in saying that, it means that you can put an emphasis on those things and also allow yourself to do it.
Yeah.
Like allow yourself to prioritise that and go, this doesn't have to be something that burns you out.
Yeah, yeah. It's not necessarily a hustle. Like, there's a reason you're doing it, and it should be for joy or creativity or something, you know, a bit more exciting than hustling, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Cool. And so your next four shows you're playing, what can people... you're playing in Otipoti Dunedin in 2 days' time on June 7th. That'd be super cool.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to Dunedin. Everyone keeps telling me how much I'm going to love it.
Yeah.
I came really close to Dunedin not as long ago as when I was talking about New Zealand Fringe in Wellington before, but Dunedin Fringe I looked to...
Yeah.
Not long ago at all, only actually a few years ago, and didn't make it. It didn't work out for a couple of reasons. But Dunedin, yeah, I'm really excited about coming. I'm coming to your wonderful town, so
yeah.
I'm really excited. And also Pearl Diver, I've heard really great things about that beautiful intimate venue. So I'm so excited to be there to play for sure.
Yeah, Pearl Diver's super chill, a really really lovely place, and I could imagine yourself suiting it really really well as well.
Amazing. Thank
and
you.
And also similar with Dunedin Fringe is a very, very, very good fringe in New Zealand. It's a really good one. Well worth checking out sometime.
I honestly think it's probably more likely that I'll be in Dunedin Fringe or be involved in some way as a producer rather than a performer. But that's really great to be involved, obviously, in those things in different aspects.
Absolutely, yeah.
My professional or creative life. So I actually think I'll be more likely to be there behind the scenes the next time I'm in Dunedin, which is great to be there as a performer this time. And hopefully we'll be back not too much time at all.
Yeah, cool. So what can our listeners expect who are going to come along to the show at Pearl Diver? What's your show look like? Is it a solo thing? You've got a performer you're talking about that you do things with as well. What can people can expect?
Yeah, for sure. So it'll be duo.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be myself and Jan duo. We're both on electric guitar.
Cool.
And then vocals. So we play with really kind of sparkly kind of dueling guitars.
Cool.
That sort of like this marriage of kind of marriage crossed with dueling sparkling guitars.
Yeah.
And then vocals. I try to kind of keep the stories really. I really love telling stories, whether that's through the actual music, as expected, or just to have a chat as well. And I really love chatting to people that come to see me play. I really that's really important to me, to connect with people that come to see me play. Both obviously because I really appreciate it, and also because I just really like hearing other people's stories. So it'll be a very intimate duo show, and it will also be supported or opened. The show will be opened by Just Janie, who is fantastic, who is from the Dunedin area originally and is now based in, I think. Oh, sorry. I shouldn't take that as fact. I think she's from the Dunedin area originally, but she is based in Christchurch.
Yeah.
And she's absolutely gorgeous. So that's going to be really fantastic too. So it'll be just Janie and myself, but very intimate, stripped back, very relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And just, yeah, just lots of sharing and hanging out and just a really lovely kind of living room style
mm-hmm.
kind of performance is probably... yeah, a good way of describing
it. Cool, awesome. Well, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the show, and good luck handling the cold as well. It's extra cold down here too.
Oh, I bet. No, it's actually really funny you say that because I adore the cold,
cool,
and
yeah.
So does Dan. We're the biggest winter people ever, and also we badly need rain in South Australia
right,
at the
yeah,
moment.
Yeah, yeah.
All the rain here has just been amazing. It's really making my heart sing.
Yeah.
So I'm loving it. Like, I mean, look at me. I'm sitting in...
Looks
in,
like you got a fantastic beanie. That's so cool.
I know. I have a big beanie that I literally just got a couple of days ago
cool.
from the side of the road for $2
nice.
Here. And my big jumper that I also got
yeah.
here. So I'm just, yeah, I'm absolutely loving being here in the winter. I mean, my tour, people were like, oh, holy moly, you're going there in the middle of winter. I was like, yes,
yeah.
I absolutely.
Cool.
It's the best.
Awesome. Well, it's been a real pleasure to have you on and to have a wee chat. Have you got any last words for the people of Otipoti or anything else you wanted to chuck in?
Oh, I'm just so happy to be here. I really am. I feel really... really joyous about being in your beautiful part of the world. It's really just it's made me feel really good about these decisions I've made and like the kind of patience I guess that I've been trying to exercise, like I was talking about before, and being like, yeah, you made the right decision, this is a good thing, it's great, it means that I can just really enjoy it, really enjoy being here as a musician, but just as a human as well, honestly, it's
mm-hmm.
it's really, I feel very grateful and happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you. It's been a real pleasure to have you on, and I'm looking forward to hearing your music. Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, Cookie.
Thanks so much, V. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. There we go. That was Holly Cookie Baker, and they are going to be playing in just a couple of days' time. We're going to roll on.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.